Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is...
Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, joined, as always, every Friday at 10 a.m. by our boat expert. Yes, it's Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan.
Hey, good morning, Jenna, and good morning, Pensacola. And I'll tell you what, we have had a busy summer over at Georgetown Technical College, so we're going to talk about that today, and we're going to talk about some opportunities coming up next week for my students, and a fulfilled opportunity for a student, some good news for a student that's happening a week from Monday. So we're going to talk about that also. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. You can also text that number as well, 850-437-1620. You may have a question about my class. You might have a question about your boat. You may want to comment that you went to the air show last week and want to talk about that. Man, that place was packed, wasn't it? I've seen some pictures, and
amazing.
Boy,
woo.
It was packed.
And, Stefan, we didn't even, I was really mad because I was here on air and helping out all day, and we didn't break records, and I was like, listen, I see all those cars. It was a lot. So I kind of feel like somebody might have just had the clicker stop for a little while, and they didn't count all the boats, too, because there was a lot of people, and it was awesome.
Yeah, there was a lot of people out there, and I've seen some overhead boat pictures, and I've seen a lot of boats out there, and that place was packed out. I guess people just wanted to get out, and from what I understand, I think it was pretty safe out there. Everybody listened to my advice, hopefully, and everybody had a great time. So yeah, that place was definitely packed out for sure. Always be safe when you're out there at those air shows and things like that. And I think it turned out pretty good for everybody last week. So
right.
good stuff happening around here, right?
Yeah. Well, and so, Stefan, while I was here and people were able to text in and kind of give me little tips on where there was still room in the water to park your boats and, anchor them. And, of course, traffic, too. One of the things is that people were complaining about a lot, and I say that in the nicest way. They were bringing to our attention that people, once they were already anchored and still, there was no wake zones. People weren't following that. And also going over the anchor lines was a big one. And is that like common during air shows or like, where people go to big events, like you have Crab Island, people kind of know, hey, keep your distance. Like, don't just mow on over it.
Yeah, that is the common problem that you'll see around that. They disregard the no wake, and they also do not look for anchor lines because people want to get so close and things like that. And that's what I talked about last week was the safety of being around other boats. So, yeah, it's a common problem, and a lot of times it's boaters that don't have, a lot of experience on the water, those kind of situations. And sometimes it's just blatantly rude people. So, what do you do, right?
Right.
Try to make the best of it.
Yeah,
your advice was the best advice that you gave, and that was patience. So you always have to have patience when you're out boating at the boat ramp or what have you.
In
so
life,
it's always
driving. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So let me go ahead and talk about my sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. They are located at 5621 Byer Road here in Pensacola. The phone number 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting pricing on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair of all Mercruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch service and repair. You can also check them out on Facebook as well. I'm the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web at georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu. The phone number 850-941-6200. The best way to get a hold of people at Georgetown is on the website and go to the chat feature and talk to them from there. Also, open enrollment is going on right now. We always have open enrollment. you need to go ahead and register. I think my class is filling up again. I asked them to load it up for me, so I haven't looked at my roster yet, but I asked them to go ahead and load me up with as many as we can put in there, you know, reasonably. I'm going to go to my limit of around 20 students or so, and I'm asking them to load me up. So I'll check on that next week and see where I'm at, so maybe I can give an update on next Friday's show. They do have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants also available as well. I tell you what, we are ending our summer school. Next week is our last 4 days of summer school, and we've had a great time. Students have learned so much during our summer school session. All hands-on, everything. Hands-on learning experience. Just a great, great opportunity for students to go through summer school. And we've really enjoyed it this year. I do have some good news that I want to share. You know, we want to share success, right? That's what we want to talk about so many times. We get on the air, we want to talk about success and students finding their path with employment or whatever they're interested in doing when they come into my class. So I want to give a shout out to one of my students, Ryan. Ryan was interviewed yesterday at a location here in Pensacola, and he will start a week from Monday in a co-op position at a dealership here in Pensacola, and I'm excited for him. He gave me a call, Jenna, yesterday after the interview, and for me, I've talked about this before, the excitement that they bring in their voice when they're telling you about the job opportunity that they had and the moving on, you know, to a new career in the marine industry. And I'm telling you what, that's just when you hear a student talk about that, it just makes me understand what we're supposed to be doing over at Georgetown Technical College, helping people find a path, mm-hmm. a path to a new career or even a new life sometimes, you know, a change in life and those kind of things.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. So, a new mindset, a new start. It's never, nobody is too old and nobody is too late. And so I think that's a really excellent reminder.
Exactly. And obstacles that they may have, we try to overcome the obstacles and things like that. That's the special little part that we do sometimes, the obstacles. And I think it's the school and the different instructors at the school do that. I know I do that. You know, they may have obstacles and things like that that they have to overcome. And it could be any kind of obstacle. But we try to help them through those issues, you know. So anyway, a good shout out to Ryan. I'm proud of him. He's been working hard to make this happen, and he goes to work a week from Monday under co-op, and that's very, very exciting. Looks like I've got a text message here. It says I've got a tilt and trim relay on an 05 Honda 90 horse. Can the relay lock be replaced with a standard or individual relays? Okay, that's a good question. And typically when you have relays, you have a two-wire motor for going to your to the trim motor. It's not a three-wire motor. So the relay reverses the polarity to make that motor run up and down as far as the trim motor is concerned. I always recommend going back with the manufacturer's product, okay? So if you can, use the manufacturer's product. If you're having a problem getting that product, there are ways around that. You know, you definitely can, if you're able to figure that out, you can get around that. But I highly recommend, especially it's an 05 Honda, I would go back with the Honda relay on that and put it in there. I'd try not to substitute. So, yep, good question on that relay. But go back with the Honda if you can. If you're having trouble getting something and you just got to go fishing, you can get around that. You can probably do some research online or something. Too far to me to get into all that today. I could do it. I know I could make it work without that. But, you know, go back with the Honda if you can. So appreciate that question. I hope I answered that for you. And good luck with that. Let us know if you got that thing fixed. Call us back or text us next week and let us know you got that taken care of. So we talked about Ryan getting the interview and starts the job on Monday. So now we're getting into next week, our last 4 days, okay? How about this, Jenna? Field trips scheduled next week.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
Well, we're going to two different locations. I want to talk about the location I'm going on Tuesday. And then after I talk about it, I want to talk to you about why we are doing this or the benefits of doing this. So on Tuesday, Jeff Kilgore and I have worked out a deal with Marine Max here in Pensacola, okay? And they agreed to splash a boat for us so my students can actually get on a boat that has triple Verado, 350 horsepower Verados, Mercury engines on the back of it, with their JPO steering system, joystick piloting steering system for outboards, okay? So we are going to go to that location. Jeff Kilgore of Mercury Marine, this is awesome, is meeting us there, and we're going to give the students a lesson on this Verado system, this JPO system. We're actually going to be able to get on the boat. We're not going to go out into the bay or anything like that, but we're going to get in the boat and go away from the dock and allow the students to see this. And I'm so excited about Jeff getting involved with our class and how he helps us there, not only at our location, but we together we set up these opportunities for students to get on a boat and learn these systems, okay? So let me ask you, this is a question. I want to ask you a question. I want to ask our listeners a question. Think about this question. Do you know people that drive cars? Okay. Right. Think about that question. Okay. Think about this. It's a crazy question, right?
Crazy.
Okay. Because everybody, you know, most people, it's unusual for somebody not to drive, right?
Yeah, but I know a couple. I'm just going to say they literally choose not to. But yeah, I know. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Okay, well, some people probably shouldn't be driving, of course. But okay. But all right.
I agree.
Okay. So in the automotive industry, when they have a technician go to work for them, chances are they've driven a car. You agree?
Right. You'd hope.
Well, in our industry, it's not uncommon for people coming out of my class that's never stepped foot in a boat. Think about that.
Wait, ever like rode on, like been on one?
They've never been on a boat. They've never ran a boat before.
Man, that's one of my first early childhood memories was crabbing.
Sure.
On a boat.
Sure it is. And a lot of people, I was pretty much 7 to 10 years old. I'm probably driving boats. Okay.
Wow.
But see, a lot of people coming out of my class are not.
But, so that gives me another reminder of how blessed I was as a kid. I'm just
yeah
say.
Exactly
so that's and, really and, cool.
And yep so what we're doing with the and this is just something that so very important when I have my dealers that are working with me closely, when I have the engine manufacturers working with me closely, Jeff Kilgore of Mercury Marine, Jeff Crane of Yamaha Marine working with me closely, we're able to put some sessions together where students can actually get in a boat that they've never been, and especially these larger boats with these new outboards, all the electronics and things that are going on with it. It's a blessing for my students to be able to go to this location on Tuesday and get on this boat and actually see how this is going to work. And then ask questions, not only about the system that we're looking at, the Mercury JPO system and the 350 Verado engine that has three engines on the back of this boat. And my students get to see that and they get to get on this boat and go on a field trip. How about that for a field trip? That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to go.
Yeah, they're going to have fun. Yeah. Hey, you want to come on? It's going to be during showtime, so you're going to have to do the show from there. So have to do your show from the boat. If you want to come on, you're more than welcome to do that.
Listen,
we're going to do that on Tuesday.
Teleport myself. That's all, you know.
Yeah, you can figure that out. I'm sure it's probably getting close.
You're hilarious.
Yep. So we're excited about that field trip, and we work closely. Jeff and I went by Marine Max on Monday of this week and sat there with the service manager. I was checking on some students that I had working there and things like that. And Jeff Kilgore is very involved with my class, and this is what it takes to help my students transition from my classroom into the industry. This is so very important that the dealerships, the engine manufacturers, the boat manufacturers are involved with my class, because my students need that connection. All right. Mm. And this is one of the things that we do. I wish I could do this once a month all the time. I wish I had, and I've talked about this on the show, I wish I had a boat at school that I could use. I don't have a boat yet. I'm still looking for that boat. Something in the 23, 24 foot range that I can put some engines on and take students myself to the water and teach them how to back up at the boat ramp, teach them how to launch the boat, teach them how to dock it and do all the safety things, teach them how to trim the motor up while they're running the boat. All these things that I'm talking about right now, a lot of times the students that come into my class do not have that kind of experience. And I know you might think that's odd if you're listening, you know, oh, that's kind of odd, or they're interested in the marine industry, but they've not been on a boat. Okay. Those kind of situations. But, you know, they're interested in being around water. They're interested in fishing. They're interested in those kind of things, but they may not have ever ran a boat or actually understand the functions of the boat. And that's why this trip on Tuesday is going to be so helpful to my summertime students when we put our feet in that boat and get to actually see how it operates and things like that. So, yeah, I'm going to thank Jeff Kilgore today for doing what he does with us at the school and how important it is for us to have this involvement with the classroom and the students and coming into going out into the field at these different locations and seeing this product out there, you know? So think about that. You can drive a car, but have you driven a boat? At Georgetown Technical College in the Marine Service class, we're going to give you every opportunity to be successful through our business partners to try to get you out there on a boat, to try to get you to understand the systems and how all that stuff works and things like that. I've got the additional text message here to answer that question, and I understand this, okay? OEM Honda, he's talking about the relay. He says it's $400, and I understand that. That stuff is expensive. I priced out a trim motor yesterday for a product, and it was over $600 for a trim motor. You know, it is, even though it's to me, you know, it's $400. That's a lot of money. I still recommend going with the OEM stuff. Okay. I wish I had a better answer for that. I wish I could say, you know, there are options, but a lot of times the aftermarket stuff doesn't work as well. Or if you try to make something up, which you can, it is not going to work as well. It stresses things out on the motor. Let me give you a quick example. I want to continue on this question about the tilt trim relay. The trim motor that we have to replace at school was not because the manufacturer built a trim motor that was not a good product. The problem with the trim motor was the customer, because the customer was running the wrong batteries, the electrical wiring system was terrible, the batteries were old, and with all the electrical system being in the condition that it was in, it picked on that trim motor and burnt the trim motor up, okay? It's the same with these relays and things like that. A lot of times it's not the relay's fault. It's the system's fault or the way the customer maintains the system, or the wherever they're taking a boat, not properly maintaining the system, causes these kind of failures, starters, trim motors, trim relays, and those charging system issues, those kind of things. So I'm hoping I'm helping that person with that trim relay. Try to get it if you can. If you can't, I understand. Sometimes that happens, you know. You can't do that, but I understand 100%. Hey, I got to go pick up my motorcycle after I get off the air today. $300 for a tire. So ooh. I understand the hurt, you know.
Yeah, woof, right? Ouch. For one
tire, yes. So, and it has two on it. So if everybody knows most typical motorcycles.
I hope it does. If you, but that's crazy. But yeah, sometimes it just takes a little extra money to be able to enjoy yourself though, right?
Exactly. You want to make sure that the product that you have on your boat, your motorcycle, your car is the best that you can put on there if you can afford it. Hopefully you can, because what's going to happen, it's going to snowball on you, and you're putting a lesser part and not the right battery or something on it, and you're going to have more problems down the road. That's kind of what happens. So, all right. So that was going to be on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we're taking another field trip, and this field trip is going to Blazer Boats here in Pensacola. And I've talked about going to Blazer before, but this is going to be extra special because, again, we have Jeff Kilgore involved with this trip. He's going to go with us there. He had set aside two mornings for us this next week to go to Blazer Boats, to go to Marine Max on Tuesday, Blazer Boats on Wednesday, and we're going to take a tour of Blazer Boats. But this is going to be a learning session. We're going to talk about rigging of boats and the importance of rigging. When people, I see a lot of problems with boats, okay? We're in the business for fixing problems. That's what we do, right? As a marine technician, we fix boat problems, okay? A lot of these problems come from the very beginning of the life of the boat, the very beginning when the boat is put together. The problems that I see many times are from the rigging of the boat, improper rigging. And it could be anywhere from the wrong size battery cables, the routing of shift and throttle cables, those kind of things, electrical systems and the way they're designed in the boat. Those kind of things can cause what we consider a good boat manufacturer. You know, they build a great boat and a great hull and everything, but then the rigging portion comes along and it's not rigged properly. And what happens, the customer 3-4 years down the road start having problems with steering systems, or they start having a problem with shift and throttle. They have a problem with a shift cable and the gear case goes bad. The lower unit goes bad, and they blame it on the engine manufacturer, and it really wasn't an engine manufacturer's problem. It was a rigging problem. We see that so many times, okay? I have a boat in the shop right now at school we're working on. We highly recommended that the customer change out both his shift and throttle cables. And the reason we're doing that is because it has it ratchets going into reverse. We noticed that in the shift and throttle are stiff. A little stiff as they go shift in and out of gear. And what has caused that situation is poor routing and poor cable size going to the engine. The shift and throttle cable are not routed properly. And in time, as the customer shifts this motor in and out of gear, the cables get stiffer and stiffer because of the way they're routed. They start to wear out prematurely. And you start getting a slow shift, and now it's starting to wear on clutch dogs and the lower unit. You start getting metal contamination from this problem that came from rigging. So listen to this. We recommended replacing the shift and throttle cables. And the customer said to my student, I had my students call the customers because that's what we do at George Stone. We, in the Marine Service class, we want my students to have the full benefit of everything that is out there in the industry. And talking to customers is part of that. They have to talk to customers and explain the repairs. And they explain to the customer that there's an issue with these cables and we recommend replacing them. The customer's reply was, well, that's the way it came from the factory and that's the way I want to keep it. And decided not to fix it. I'm going to promise you one thing, that repairs, not repairing it at this point is going to cost that boat owner some major, major bucks here in the short term because it's going to fail. So when we go to Blazer Boats tomorrow, Jeff is going to talk about those kind of things with my students, and not only with my students, but the actual people that are working there. So they're going to get a free training lesson.
Look at that.
And that's going to be cool too, isn't it?
Two birds, one stone.
Yep, exactly. So I'm excited about that. And you know, we had Yamaha visit us a few weeks ago, and I don't have enough time to get into all that. But that is what this is all about, helping each other to provide employees, good, solid employees in the marine industry. That's what we're trying to do. And we're trying to finish up this summer school session on a good note, and we will. And so we'll talk about that next Friday and how those two field trips went. So it's the end of the show already. So let me go ahead and thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. I don't mention the show, but I'm going to mention it again. Remember, they can come to you. They have a mobile service, so you don't have to go to them. They can come to you, and they also have trailers available. If you do not have a trailer, they can actually pick your boat up on one of their trailers and bring your boat to the shop or haul it out at the boat ramp and do services there for you as well. So check out Key Marine out there on Bower Road. Give them a call, 850-492-0487. And we'll be back on air next week. So thank you for listening.